You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.
And I'm John Hockenberry.
And the news, as we've been talking about, has just been full of Sarah Palin's daughter, her 17-year-old daughter, the family announced yesterday, is 5 months pregnant. And so we've been asking people, is that relevant? Should a person be judged by what their children do? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or drop us a note at mytake@thetakeaway.org. And our producer, Jim Colgan, he spoke with some shoppers in St. Paul, or I should say in Minneapolis, next to St. Paul, where the Republican National Convention is taking place, including a 15-year-old girl. And this is her voice first.
I really don't think that she should be forced to marry the father, and that should be her decision and not her mother's.
I'm a Christian woman. I do think it is not okay to have a child unless you are married, but things do happen, and I think it is appropriate for her and her child's father to marry.
She's still way too young to get married, but if this is how she wants her family to grow up, you know, with a full family, then I'm all for her decision.
Not a reason to get married. It happens all the time. Just another teenage person making a bad decision.
Voices of shoppers at the Mall of America there in the Twin Cities, where the Republican National Convention is dealing with the revelation that Sarah Palin's daughter, a 17-year-old, is pregnant. Here's some responses we've been getting from you this morning.
Hi, my name is Mary, and I'm calling from Warren, New Jersey. We're Christian conservatives. I'm a stay-home mom. We have three daughters. I was happy to hear about the vice presidential candidate being a woman, but I'm offended at the Republican Party trying to pull the wool over our eyes when this woman can't even take care of her house. Her 17-year-old daughter is pregnant, not married. I thought they're Christian conservatives.
Well, there were certainly lots of opinions, including this one.
This is Charles from New York. The fact that Governor Palin's 17-year-old daughter is pregnant, I don't think says anything about Christian conservatives or anything else for that matter. This is something that could happen in any family to just about anyone.
On our website, Ellen agrees the media should back off. I feel sorry for Bristol, says Ellen. I think that the press should tread lightly here, though it's a somewhat irrelevant issue, only because the McCain-Palin campaign has – it's somewhat relevant because the McCain-Palin campaign has made it so. But some of you said news has made them question Vice President-designate running mate Palin's credibility on several issues.
Hi, my name is Sandra Mitra. I'm calling from Somerset, Massachusetts, and I'm just waiting to see the bumper sticker that says, "Ask Sarah Palin how well abstinence-only education works."
Huh. And then there were the larger issues.
My name is Leslie. I'm in New York. And it isn't just having a daughter who's pregnant. It's the fact that her daughter supposedly had a choice that Palin would deny other women. I don't see how she can say that her daughter had a choice when she supposedly is so anti-abortion. And it isn't just the daughter's pregnancy. It's the fact that she's manifestly unqualified to be a heartbeat away from the president.
Well, lots of responses. 877-8-MY-TAKE. This is a discussion that's going to go on after the show. It's all about Bristol Palin and Sarah Palin and the question of children and the decisions that their parents make.
We'd like to hear from you at 877-8-MY-TAKE.